Okay, this is my first Audio Boo in connection with a meeting I'm having today with Paul Omani, Omani Blog on Audio Boo and various other social media platforms. We're talking about platforms today, and we are taking an email that Chris Brogan had sent out in which he discusses platforms. And the key point behind the email is to get people thinking how effective you are on each of the platforms, social media platforms you're on. Why bother with some of them, and what are you hoping to accomplish with them? Now, Paul and I both have a desire to be... Well, no, actually, I'm speaking out of turn here. I certainly have a desire to get a better handle on the social media platforms that I'm on.
And I do too, by the way. Paul, okay, don't be saying I don't want to get better.
I just didn't want to... No, I didn't want to speak for you.
You can speak for me. It's better, actually. It's much nicer when someone else speaks for... I prefer other people to speak for me than speak for myself.
Right. So both Paul and I want to get a handle on our social media platforms and make better use of them. So we're working our way through an email that Chris Brogan has sent. Paul is also audio booing, so if you check out Omani Blog's audio boo stream, you'll see other audio boos in this series. The hashtag for this whole endeavor, which will appear in a number of platforms, including Twitter, audio boo, Instagram, is... the hashtag is Brogan Platform.
And we've got to put it out on Google Plus.
Oh, yes,
I want to put something out on Google Plus today.
We're going out on Google Plus as well. So, Brogan Platform, if you want to follow along, that's what we're doing. Now, I'll tell you the first learning. Paul has got a list of in excess of 16 places that he is on the web. I have a list of 21. Probably both of us have forgotten a couple as well. So we've already learned something today in that we are incredibly widely dispersed. And in no way are we making full use and proper use of all the platforms that we're on. We're strong on some, we're weak on others. The question is, and this is what we're going to be trying to find out, are some of them that we are using too much not doing us any good? Are ones that we're not using enough, should we be doing more? Or are the ones that we're not using enough, should we be better off ditching them? There's loads of questions involved in this. But my first learning certainly is that I am on 21 places on the internet, and that is, well, it's too much. It's too many. It's too many. I can't fulfill a commitment on all of those. So here we are. So the next bit we're going to be looking at is, what is the goal?
Actually, before you go on to that, there's a small point about publications I want to bring in. Books, right? Chris Brogan started his email with referring to Michael Hyatt's book, the name of which is Platform, and costs, you know, $12 and is available on Kindle, right? And that I'm going to definitely want to get. But he's also published a book called Trust Agents with Julian Smith. Very influential book. Very, very good. He's published other books, right?
Is this Michael Hyatt or Chris Brogan?
No, Chris Brogan has, right? In addition to that, Chris Brogan and Julian Smith have a new book coming out, which is the acronym for which is TIE, T-I-E.
What does that stand for?
The Impact Equation, right? And the point about this brings me up, Roger, is you have a book in the Kindle store, I have a book in the Kindle store, is, and this is the question I want to put to both you and I, is, are we writing or getting ready to write the book that will give the biggest amount of value to our communities? That's the question. I have no more to say at this stage other than have we got the right book in our mind for the next phase of our community life?
That's a big question, because I happen to be writing one at the moment. All I can say is I hope so. Talk to you later. Paul, what's the heading we're at in the Brogan email, and what have we uncovered?
Okay, look, we come to the question of your goal, right? So everyone will regard this as uncontroversial. I don't think it's rocket science to say you need to have a goal, right? Why are you doing this, right? Okay, but it's critical, right? But what Chris Brogan has to say is quite dynamic, really. On the one hand, he says, and he puts it forward as a hint. Now, in terms of writing engaging emails, actually, I think that's quite clever, right? You don't say, my advice is, you hint, right? That means that you're implanting something, right? So, okay, we're moving on then to the question. You've got to say something, you know, say something, have something to say, right? We've got to have something to say. Fair enough, no problem, right? The second part is the point, right? You have to say something which others feel they own. Now, that's an interesting one. How to say something that others feel they own. And then it gets more interesting again, which is as if they owned it, as if they had said it themselves. Mm. So how to say something which other people feel they own.
As if it were their own.
As if it really were their own.
Yeah.
So it's not Chris Brogan's idea. It's an idea which Chris Brogan and I own, right? Yes. I'm already in the same space as Chris Brogan, right?
Is it the idea. Is it then like giving a hint? Rather than saying, I'm going to advise you.
Well, it's almost like reminding you of something that you know already.
Exactly.
So by the way, we all know that, you know, that seaweed is good for us. You know, eating seaweed is very good for us. We all know that, of course. The fact is, you know, most people have, one, never heard that. Two, if they did hear it, they've forgotten it. But as soon as it's mentioned as, you know, in some kind of a way, seaweed possibly being good for you, but in a certain way.
Now, this raises an interesting question. It's content over style. Is he talking about the content of the something you give being something that people feel that they can own as if it were their own, or is it the delivery of that content that makes
delivery.
It?
I think it's all about delivery. I think you can have the same piece of content delivered in such a way that the other person is highly impressed. Mm. They go, wow, isn't Chris Brogan an astonishing thinker, right? Mm. So Chris Brogan is up on a pedestal, right? He's admired. But there's a space between me and Chris Brogan in that point of view, right? It means that there's a chasm across which, for example, I can't possibly approach Chris Brogan then, right? Because he knows everything and I know nothing, right? So it's Chris Brogan's okay, I'm not okay, because Chris Brogan is so impressive, right?
But has he not reached that status of being impressive, not just because he delivers content well, but because he delivers great, interesting content.
Look, there are loads of people delivering great and interesting content, right? Mm. But there are certain people delivering great and interesting content in such a way that it impresses you, right? There are other people delivering great and interesting content in such a way that it has the result of making you feel that you actually always knew that all along. Mm. Now, I have had that experience quite often with people because they use a particular form of words to put across an idea. I have used different words, right? But I'm saying to myself, that's the same idea. It's just that, but it's done in such a way that the words used are not the message. The message is behind the words. So there's substance. Whatever somebody is saying, they have had a decent go at putting across what they want to say. But it's well to remember that sometimes people don't articulate what they want to say in the best possible way. Ask them on another day and they'll do it better. The key thing is, what are they trying to say? And I think Chris Brogan is trying to say something of immense importance here, an immense subtlety. And it is that you get into better rapport with people if you're not a smart aleck. If you're not a little professor trying to be cleverer than anybody else, if you're not trying to impress people, if you come across as, look, he's a decent guy, trying hard, you know, his best, to be one of us. I think that, does that make any sense?
It does. It's still, the only thing that bothers me, though, is then that it's almost as if we're saying that the actual content is secondary to the delivery of that content.
No, wait a minute now. Look, I believe content is king, right? I go along with that point of view. You can't be delivering shite with style and hope to get away with it, right? So let's be clear. We're not talking about delivering shite with an although delivering shite in a particularly engaging style is interesting, right? But we're here focused on ideas that will help communities to gather, grow audiences, to build a brand. I mean, that's really what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
In academic marketing terms, we're talking about brand building.
Yeah, agreed.
So, we're here talking about you have to have something good to say, and you have to say it in a way that reduces the distance between the sayer and the listener to the point where they almost feel they're sitting together alongside each other virtually. And it's not an accident that Chris Brogan started this email by saying, get a cup of coffee, I'll drink tea, and we'll sit together and chat. You know, even though he wrote this, let's say, in San Francisco, and we're here in Black Rock Castle.
So we've arrived at a very key point. We need some further discussion, I think, between ourselves on this issue. And we will come back to you. Well, I'm literally talking to you 30 seconds after I stopped the recording, because we've gone into... Now, this is actually gives you an indication of the depth and the riches that are contained in this email. We've basically gone one sentence on, and we've just had a big discussion starting about it, and so we're actually going to record this. Okay, so we're moving on from saying something that others feel they can own as if it were their own, as if they'd, you know, come up with it almost. Now we're looking at, well, what is your goal? When you go on a platform, when you have a platform, what is your goal? And Chris Brogan says, stand by, don't worry that you don't have a final goal.
Here you are. Just to be clear about this, if I go onto Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I go on there first, I sign up and I go on there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say I start putting photographs up, right?
Yes.
I don't need a final goal in my head. I just know I want to put up nice photographs.
Yes.
That is my short-term goal, to put up my best photos, not my rubbishy ones. I'm going to put my best ones up. Is that right?
Well, you could put your rubbishy ones up as well. I think what he's saying is, because basically, when you start off on a social platform, and this is very interesting because I think it ties into the fact that I've got 21, 22 platforms, most of which are dormant, you go onto a platform. You can't really have a final goal with that platform because you don't know the platform very well. You don't know what you can do with it. Now, we've had loads of discussions. You've opened my eyes up about Listly. A couple of instances about insights about Listly that have just knocked me for six. Same with Google Plus Hangouts. My goodness, what a great platform that is, and I can see massive potential. Now, the only way you can do that is actually if you go on the platform and have a play with it. What you will find, I think, is that you'll go, this platform really works for me, and now I can do A, B, C, and D to achieve these goals, but you couldn't have realized that without actually knowing how the platform works and figuring what you want to do with it. And of course, that's why we have so many platforms, because we try things out and then we abandon them because they don't fit.
And that's good.
Yeah, that's good. There's no. So I think that's one of the underlying things is, if you're listening to this and you have lots of platforms, you may even have twice as many as Paul.
Hint, hint.
Here's a hint. Don't feel bad. All it means is that you're an active person. You're trying these things out, and some have worked out for you, some of them haven't.
Experimentation. The name of the game.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to do two things in life, don't we? We really need to practice stuff, and we need to experiment.
Yes.
And every practice is an experiment. I mean, what are we doing now? We're practicing the art of holding an engaging conversation.
Yes, we are. And can I just come back to something you started at the very, you pulled out a book called Little Bets. And what does Little Bets say? It says, entrepreneurs don't think of great ideas, they discover them. Well, isn't this a wonderful circular... We've come full tilt almost.
To be precise, Peter Sims in Little Bets, subtitle, How Breakthrough Ideas Emerge from Small Discoveries, given to us by Smarter Egg in Cork, learning circle or whatever you call it, the quote is, most successful entrepreneurs don't begin with brilliant ideas. So there's a bloody great relief, isn't it, Roger?
It is. It means that I could actually be a successful entrepreneur.
You don't begin with a brilliant idea. They discover them.
Yes. So that ties in really well, I think we're both in agreement here, with what we've just found in Chris Brogan's email, is that you're not going to launch onto a platform with a great idea of a fantastic final goal. You may, but most of us aren't. We're going to sort of dip our toe in and then all of a sudden discover how it can help us achieve a final goal, or discover a final goal in its own right. The man's a genius. I mean,
well, a very concrete example, I think, is Jane Boyd, who started doing on Google Plus a very specific thing, holding conversations with people around her birthday. Mm-hmm. Simple. She decided she'd do 45 conversations, and by doing the conversations as she was doing them, something magical happened, which she never had in her head at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And at the end of being four-fifths of the way through the 45 conversations, Jane Boyd has come up with a brilliant idea. Mm. It wasn't in her head at the beginning. She's come up with a brilliant idea.
By the way, if you want to find out more about Jane Boyd and the 45 conversations, if you Google 45 conversations or do a search in your Twitter platform of choice for the hashtag 45 conversations, go and have a look. Very impressive lady in Vancouver.
Okay, look, come back to this, Roger, 1 second, because Chris Brogan says, right, you need very short-term goals. That's fair enough, right? Mm-hmm. Back to the Instagram case, I'm going to put up certain kind of photographs, right?
Yes.
I'm going to put up loads of photographs about dogs, right?
Yes.
I'm going to be the... But then what he says is, and that means afterwards, then after you've done that, what you're hoping to do with the platform once you've grown it. So you start to grow the platform, and it's helpful to have an idea. Well, okay, I'm growing it along, but what am I going to do with it when it's grown, right? So it's a bit like, you know, getting, and I'm certainly feel that I'm inclined to do this. I love the excitement of growing. Then the interesting thing is, but what are you going to do with this growth, you know? You grow an audience, you grow a connectivity, you grow a community, got all these people who I feel connected with. And then the interesting issue is, what am I going to do with it?
It brings with it an element of responsibility as well, because you could grow a platform and you could suddenly find yourself very successful and you've got tens of thousands of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers, and they are relying on you or they are looking to you for something on that platform. You then cannot just walk away. Well, you could, but you're going to leave an awful lot of people disappointed. It brings responsibility with it.
I read a great blog post during the week about somebody, and precisely that point, about somebody who had grown a big following, right? And they then decided, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to change the whole tone of my blog, right? And the difficulties that actually causes. Now, I don't see why you can't welcome difficulties, but on the other hand, you don't want to be naive. That if everybody thinks that I'm going along with you as a documentary photographer, because I love documentary photography, especially of the type, and you suddenly decide, I've had enough of documentary photography, I'm going to do something else instead. Where does that leave your audience? And this is the point, what is that going to do for their confidence in you for the future? Because you take them on another journey with, I'm going to give up camera photography. I'm going to go purely into video, right? So they say, he's going to go into video. Then he's going to drop video. He's going to go into music. He's going to pick up the guitar and start playing guitar.
That'll never happen.
Anyway, look, that seems to me to be a very interesting point. But I do think, key thing is that to have an idea, what are you going to do with the platform? Now, maybe that's what we should be doing after we have this conversation at a certain point. Once we've done the 80-20 rule and decided here are six platforms of major value and the six communities in which we're going to invest most of our time, we are going to have to come up with the answer to the question, what are you going to do with that community as it grows with you in there? And you, because I mean, two things happen. I think you grow a community, if you like, but in a kind of way, I don't think it's as mechanistic as that. I think communities grow. You know, your participation in them has some effect, but it's not purely causal. It can often be serendipitous and can be kind of accidental, and the whole thing is communities grow in a chaotic way, in which suddenly something happens to another person in the same community and they start connecting with you in a slightly different way, and everybody else suddenly has a blinding flash and the community starts to have a purpose. I mean, it is that, you know.
Well, it does, and it also raises the issue of people who build a community and build in forum functionality on on their platform. Now, once you build in forum functionality, actually, the whole thing can lead in existence without you, because everybody is what the platform, the entity is then the forum, which is made up of all these people who are participating, and they will quite happily participate without you ever raising your voice ever again.
And they'll give each other advice on, yeah. Let's take photography, you set up a photography forum, yeah. They'll give each other advice.
Oh, let's not talk photography forums. They just bitch and moan and hack into each other. It's terrible. Maybe that's a bad example.
Oh, we just need a new type of photography. The non-traditional yes. Forum.
Can we take a break and have another coffee? I would love to take a break.
I'd like to encourage the listeners to take a break.
Here's a hint. Go and make yourself a nice cup of coffee or tea, and we will be back with you when we will be talking about use your powers for good.